Yo, spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, episode 112 right here. Hey, at the beginning of this episode, I'm a lit as a motherfucker. I'm not going to lie to any of you guys. I'm eating some cup that tastes like pussy cream. It's fucking delicious. It was tremendous. So anyway, enjoy this episode. Like, favorite, and subscribe. And don't forget to look at my YouTube channel because a lot of cool shit is happening over there. I got Instagram. I got Twitter. All of that shit is in the bio. Thank you very much for contributing and all these years, this whole time, to what we're trying to build here at Purple Room Recordings. Shit is actually getting moving about fucking time, and I can't wait to show you guys more ideas. So with that further ado, let me shut the fuck up and listen, I can't talk right now, I'm that excited. Let me just show you what we got planned for today. It's been fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Let's ring, let's go. It's been fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Perfectly recorded, episode 112. Man, I'll keep it real with you guys, because I fuck with you guys. I'm on some freak shit right now. There's this cup of fruit, one of those regular fruit cups, you know, that you get when you're a kid, except this one is, I don't know, a little high def. This one's definitely rocking 4K right now, because it's got like this sweet jelly, or cream, I don't even know what you would call this. There's definitely cream at the bottom, but on the surface, it's like this jelly cream stuff, and this shit is smacking harder than Will Smith. Smacking harder than Chris Rock. Oh my god. Smack the fucking taste out that nigga mouth. I swear. I think about that from time to time. Like, he got slapped so hard for no reason. Well, I guess it was for a reason. A dumb one. Fucking Will, whipped ass Will. Fuck nigga. So I'm eating it, and the consistency of it is like, I'm gonna be dead ass. It's like pussy cream. So I have a spoon right here, but after that shit hit my tongue, I'm like, yeah, there's no fucking shot. I'm using a spoon now. So I'm just licking it the whole time. Not like a fucking twat, like a pervert. Get your head out of the gutter. Even like disregard what I just said about it tasting like, or like the consistency being like pussy cream for a minute, because you're a whore, pervert, and I know that's what you're thinking of. But I'm eating it like I don't have a spoon. It's very pleasing. Practical. Clean. It's just my tongue. Scoop it. Boom. Wonderful. Anyway. The world's gone fucking mad. We all know that. Okay, I got to the bottom, you guys. That's even more like pussy cream. What am I eating? What the fuck? what the hell is this? Where did I get this? Anyway, world got fucking nuts. We all know that. But for the first time in a long time, the world went nuts around me. And that was a great, like, welcome back party to the bullshit. Because day to day, not really exposed to a lot of people that make bad choices. So this was a very interesting thing to observe. What happened was a young lady had too much to drink. Why am I talking like this? I went to a party. My boy invited me to a party. I'm like, hey, I'll come. Sure. I get there. Everybody's chilling. Still talking. People are mad drunk already because I got there late. And this girl she's passed the fuck out in her car. And one of the people at the party comes, and they say, oh my god, she's fucking drunk off her ass. Like, I don't know what to do. She's passed out in the car, and her baby is in the car. And then that's kind of when I woke up. I'm like, ooh, the baby, there's a baby in the car. The fuck? Like, so many things like fired off in my head as someone that, I guess it's just a bunch of things. I have a little brother. I work with children. I got fucking overloaded. And I'm like, there's a kid here? And everybody at the same time, yes. Like, I'm like, okay, so this wasn't news. Like, all of you knew that there was a child here. What the fuck? And didn't say anything. Like, nobody said, hey, Devon, how you doing? Hey, here's this drink. By the way, there's a baby here. Like, you know, it would have been that quick. Nobody had to. Come on, like, it could have been easy. So this whole fucking time, I'm thinking to myself, all right, there's probably going to be no shot that this is going to be fun for anyone. Like, from here on out, as soon as I heard there was a kid and somebody was drunk, I'm like, okay, so you all don't know it right now, but all of us are obligated to that girl, and we all have to make sure that she gets home safe and bullshit like that. No one knew it yet, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, you have to be prepared for this, because this is obviously very serious. So my friend is the property manager of the place that we were at, and, you know, that also being a factor into the situation, it's like, okay, so now we have to really fucking work, because not only is it the right thing to do, like, if a guest was, you know, another party goer was there and they fucking went down, it's like, we've all been there, so you should help them. But now we really have to, because it seems like her condition isn't getting any better, and my friend is freaking out. And she's the property manager, meaning that all of the shit, all the bullshit that happens and noise complaints and, you know, things like this, things of that nature, she's responsible for. So we need to, you know, double time it here. And, you know, like a fucking clock, boom, something happens. The situation spills over. Now the baby's crying. And that's, the baby will not stop crying. I guess the baby was asleep before, which is still whack. But, you know, I'm not... not here to judge anyone. I'm sorry, this cup thing is so fucking heat. Anyway, that felt nice. Anyway, what ended up happening was, since the baby was crying and there were these dudes there, hold on, let me, like, detail it better for you. I sit down, I introduce myself to everyone, everybody seems like they're pretty lit. You know, really cool people, of course. And we're all there because of my friend that's a property manager, so it's cool to see, like, different walks of life and, you know, who knows who and how people know who and shit like that. It's always really interesting. So we're talking, and when the baby thing comes up, This guy sitting on my left, you know, very, like, I don't know what you would call it, like, evolved bro man. Like, he has a good job, and you can tell he works out moderately, and he's tall. But, like, everything that comes out of his mouth is, like, very mouth breather-esque. So you're kind of just looking at him like, I genuine to God, like, I fucking feel you. I feel you. Like, I understand where he's coming from, but you can, you know, you can take a little bit of the ooga oogas out of the sentence, and then I would understand you even better. We've all been there, though. Anyway, he's like, this kid, he said it out of his fucking mouth. He's like, so this child is in the car crying next to her drunk mother with throw up all over herself. And I'm like, okay, see, we all know what's happening. We don't need to put it that way. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, that kid's gonna grow up. That kid's gonna have a fucked up life. I'm like, why would you say that? That was so bad, and I wanted to laugh, but I don't, again, like, there's a human, like, child in the mix, so I'm like, hey, but looking back on it now, that guy was, he was going deep. he just had to get that off. So, and then another dude chimes in, yeah, bro, I agree, bro, yeah, fucked up, baby, yeah, dumb things, I'm like, fuck. If you wanna count out the kid that quick, children are supposed to give us hope. What the fuck happened to that? You know, this isn't gonna be. It's gonna, you know, obviously traumatize a child. There's no doubt in that. That's somewhere in some point in some time. That moment is going to affect that little girl. It's just how it's gonna be. But on how it affects her and how much it does, like, because what if? Because best case scenario, right? What if that was mom's, like, that was mom's rock bottom? That was the worst day of her life. From right here, she, you know, maybe pulls back on the drinking, maybe quits, and just starts moving in a way that's safe and, you know, of a mother. That's how I was looking at it, you know? Because if some every time something like that has happened to me, like, when you know when you get too drunk and you just start thinking to yourself, I am never going to drink again, I swear to God. This is, there's no fucking way. This is going to be the last time. I mean it this time. Not one drop of alcohol ever. You know, we all have that thought. And then you know your limit. You know how far you can go until you get to, okay, it's not fun anymore, drunk. And then you stop drinking. What, you know, so that's how I was seeing it. But these two dudes were like, no, there's no way. She's a fucked up mom. Call CPS. And, you know, as it should be, the, you know, the day goes on. Things progress. So the story fucking thickens, as all stories do. Apparently, she was there with, she brought one guy that's supposed to be, like, her guy friend or whatever. And then she brought these two other dudes that are apparently the baby father's friends. And let me just say, before I even go, those two dudes that were with her, fucking useless. Anyway, they were cool people, and, you know, we talk, we shoot the shit. A lot of the fucking motherfuckers at the party were, they told me that, hey, weren't you just here earlier, because it was another black guy with dreads? And I'm like, what? And I finally get to see who they're referring me to. And we look at each other like, yeah, you guys are fucking racist. Like, we don't look the same. We have dreads, and his dreads are longer and mine are nicer. So it's like, yeah, you guys are fucking nuts. And I was so much taller than him, too. It's like, what the fuck? You ever, but again, drunk, nighttime, can't see faces. I don't know. That's not racist, because it's nighttime and I'm black and you can't see me. It's really just because, like, hey, you don't know. So baby mama, that's the thing. So everybody at this point, like, we get the whole area cleaned up, you know, because that should be the last thing on top of everything my friend has to worry about, like a property on her property. Like, okay, it's just fucking dirty in the pool. Like, who do we call for that? She's responsible. So let's just help her out. We clean everything. We go to the front, you know, party's over. And she, mom's doing terrible. She's not doing too good, actually. She got worse, which is really bad. Now she's, like, blacked out, can't hear us, not responding, can't sit up. Real, real bad. She just needed some fluids in her. And we're talking, and one of the guys, or the guy that was supposed to be the girl's, you know, chaperone or whatever the fuck, I don't know why he asked him to bring those. Hey, go with my baby mama. Look out for her. Like, I guess if you really, you know, they didn't do shit. But let me get to the story. They were talking, and he's talking really loud about the situation, and he's saying, like, this is not my problem. I don't know what I'm doing here. This is not me, bro. Like, I'm trying to go home and cook my food. And it's like, okay, we hear you. A pet peeve of mine, this has to have, it's been developing for a long time, but recently I can finally put words to it. If you continuously is not a word, continue to complain about something that you've been complaining about for longer than a minute, I'm going to just stare at you, because you saying, oh my God, whatever the fuck is not going to make the situation better. It's not going to make it help. You're not helping. You want to stop being annoyed of the situation that you're in? Then fucking do something. Do anything. Anything at all. Whatever the fuck comes to mind. I don't know. Like, I was thinking of shit right off the bat. Like, okay, maybe I can fucking make the situation better. How? Like, okay, everybody start cleaning. Okay, let's clean mom up. She's covered in fucking barf. Let's try to do something there. Like, oh, she probably needs some water. Give her some fucking water. Like, you know, it's not hard to think about things like this. But instead, all he's trying to say is, like, for someone that you're there for, is something, like, what the fuck is going on here? What day and age is this? You're there. The only reason why you're there is to, is be, like, to look out for her. Or what? I don't know the fucking situation, but it's like, what, you went there with her. You're friends. You're not going to do anything. He gets into an argument with a girl that was actually trying to fucking do something. And she said, if all you're going to do is complain, then be quiet. Because you're not adding to anything. You're not helping right now. Which is like bra fucking vo, right? Like that's exactly, she put it to words. And he gets mad and he's talking about it. And then him and his friend walk off. And it's like, what the fuck happened? I guess like, goodbye. So me and my boy are like, hey, my fucking, that dude, Edwin, a.k.a. Mexican Snowman. Yeah, that guy. So he fucking, I swear to God, these people, man, they will get to you. So we're talking and everybody's kind of just on the same page. We should just take her home because she's not doing anything right here. It's not helping at all. We should probably just get her in her bed. So I'm like, I'll trail someone if you want to drive. I don't give a fuck who. I'll trail you. You drive her car and then drop it off and I'll drive us back. The idea is in motion. Success. Finally, something's happening. The fucking story is coming to a conclusion. I asked my friend Edwin, hey, yo, let me get those keys and drive the car and we out. And then he has to ask around like, hey, where are the keys? And then one of the other like party motherfuckers there were like, oh, those dudes had those keys. They walked off. I'm like, what the fuck? They took the keys. So now we're like literally sitting ducks. Can't do jack shit now. And she's, now it's like the situation is getting worse because getting her up isn't working and she's heaving. Her heart rate is really high. It's like, okay, what the fuck do we do? The cops came. He's like, hey, let's see the situation. We told him everything. He was like, okay. He fucking just fell back. He just wanted to know what was going on, I guess. And she's not getting any better, so we have to call the paramedics. They get there, they ask her a battery of questions, you know, what's your date of birth? What's your name? Who'd you come with? All that shit, right? And she's mixing up everything. She's saying, hey, what's your name? And then she says her baby's name. Hey, what day is it today? And then she says her first name, like, you know, she's fucked up bad. They put an IV in her arm. They do some other tests. And then they just decide like, yeah, there's a good chance she can have alcohol poisoning. So we should just take her now. So they strap her in the gurney. The IV helped a lot. I don't know if she was conscious, but she was talking. And the last thing that she said, when, you know, we all said bye to her was, where was my baby? Fuck. Some highlights from that story, dude, was when I, because if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. If I go to a gathering of some sort, I'm bringing the gas. Like, that's just how it goes. Sorry. You know, if you're not a fan, then just let me know ahead of time, because otherwise, I'm bringing it. I don't smoke nothing bad. It's always fire. So I light the shit. I roll the motherfucker. Dutches are gone in California, by the way. No more Dutches here. Fucking wild. All flavored tobacco products. Those Floams, you crackhead cocksuckers, using that fruity shit to get high off nicotine. You guys are the reason why Dutches are gone. I hope you realize that. Kids weren't smoking fucking Dutches by themselves. Smoking that fucking Floam shit. So thank you, because my stuff is gone now. Anyway, roll it up, pass it around. Everybody's having a good time. good shit, good weed, good conversations, good vibes. And the part, so the this is where I don't, I'm telling you, I swear to God, it's impossible to understand people. Like, I hand the dude the blunt, right? He smoked, I see him smoking it. I'm like, okay. This motherfucker just, he hit that shit. Like a bitch, but he hit it, you know? And we pass it around, and then he, like, dips for a little bit. He skips the rotation, and he leaves. He comes back. Everybody's still, I'm telling you, bro, it's like a fucking cloud in this motherfucker. No, it's not that bad, but he comes over, and he brings the baby, like, in the weed circle. Like, what the fuck? What you doing, bro? So as soon as I'm so happy the rotation landed on me, because I don't think I would trust anyone else to put it out. So I you know, ran to the corner and I put it out. I'm like, there's no fucking way. Why would you do that? Oh, oh my God. The baby crying all over the place. Mom, dude, projectile vomiting all over the fucking steering wheel. The car on my friend's tire. Oh my God, dude. Not good. But yeah, that's how I wanted to see that situation. Worst day of her life. That was rock bottom. You can only go up from here. Yo, rest in peace to Tony Sirico. What a fucking blow. Big Pauly Walnuts, man. Rest in peace. An absolute stone cold gangster. That motherfucking was. Passed away at the age of 79. He lived a full, beautiful life. Nice kids, happy marriage, outstanding acting career. You know, obviously he was well known for The Sopranos. He fucking murdered that role. Such a oh, dude, that show was really good, man. Honestly, The Sopranos is my favorite show of all time. I don't think anything is gonna take that. It's perfect. That's cinema to TV. The Sopranos is the reason why Breaking Bad, Ozark, all of those shows. Sopranos started that shit first. There was never a show of where motherfuckers are getting like killed like that. And the situations that they get put in and the dialogue and Tony's therapist. It's a psychological, you know, outlook on it too. And then at some point, these stone cold fucking gangsters meet spirituality. It's a wild, wild show, and it can get really depressing at some times, you know. But that's like the beauty of the show. It's real, and he helped sculpt that show into fucking history. Rest in peace, man. The world's gone to shit. Fruits and vegetables have been like the main staples of what I've been eating for the past few weeks. It's so fulfilling. It's so good. Just wow. And it's great too, because I can eat a vegetable and say that I ate something raw. Hey, that's really cool. I like that. I got this fucking smoothie today, dude. Listen to this shit. This fucking smoothie, man. Had to go buy light bulbs. Because my bathroom needed light bulbs. So I had to go handle that shit. And I ran out of body wash. Can't do that. Gotta take care of that. So I went to go buy that shit at Target. And there's this La Creme Bakery. Something like that. La Creme some shit. And I walk in and I look at the menu and I'm looking at all of the things that they have. A bunch of milk teas, you know, craft drinks, coffee, ice cream, all this really good stuff, all these baked goods and shit. It's heaven on earth. And I'm looking at these smoothies that they have and I'm like, yogurt smoothies, there's no shot. So I ask, the fuck is up with that? And they tell me it's a lovely experience. You'd probably like it. I'm like, okay, I'm sold. Like, that's all you really needed to say to me. So they hooked me up. It's a three flavor, three fruit yogurt smoothie. So the three fruits, try saying that three times. The three fruits that I chose or that just came with the drink were mango, automatic gas. Like that, the other two fruits could have been fucking throwaway ass fruits like apples or some shit. But no, the other ones were good too. Mango, strawberry. You can never go wrong with strawberry puree and strawberry chunks and kiwi. Fucking sold. Sold to the highest bidder. And I got coffee jelly in it too. Ridiculous. Absolutely stunning. I had no business. No business at all eating something so goddamn decadent. Or it felt like I was eating it. I don't know. It was such a crazy drink. Light up a, you know, little, it's the weekend, so you can smoke a little bit. So a little tutsurus, you know, just take the edge off. Then you just, I drank that. My God, where did the time go? I just thought I would share a little, just a little speak. If you listen to this madness, you're a fucking real one. So updates on things, because I guess updates are important. If you're listening to this, you're going to be updated. If, as you guys know now, I got a green screen and the ideas are limitless. There's a lot of cool things, little, you know, things I've always had written down that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the green screen. So now I fucking have it. So now it's just time to do really cool shit. I have some things coming, some videos coming. The concept is going to be it's gonna be like Pokemon water types, but translated into certain like types of people and how you attract these people to you so you can catch them. The first video is gonna be water, and then I'm gonna do all the types: normal, dragon, flying, fairy, steel, poison, dark, you know, all of them. Looking forward to it. This was an idea I had in the fucking vault for a minute, but, you know, it's just like, when you go back to the drawing board, you have to think like, okay, what do I want to do? Like, how do I want to attack this thing? Because if you half-ass an idea, and the finished product of a half-ass idea is not what you want, because you know you knew you didn't put in that little extra amount of effort into it, it's like you're gonna feel like shit. So I would very much so like to just think about what I'm doing before I do it. But once that idea is made, we have to do it full speed. Fucking beautiful. So I can't wait to see you guys there. It's been Fire in the Booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, episode 112, bro. Let's rain, baby. I'll see you next time.